Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In my convalescence, I've been watching some court TV.
Oh, yes.
I watched that Karen Reed trial. Did you watch any of that?
I did not
the
watch.
Retrial?
No.
Oh, fascinating.
I don't
case.
Even know what it's about. Sorry.
Oh, boy. You should. It's incredible.
You want to just give me the cliff? Give me the ones.
Yeah.
Give me one. What was the trial about?
Cliff Notes would be a woman in Boston after a night out drinking with her boyfriend, a Boston cop, drives him to a house. He ends up found dead on the front lawn of this house.
Oh, that's not good.
She's accused of running him over, backing up into him.
Okay.
Turns out the house that they were going to was also the house of a Boston policeman. Unbelievable. Like there's so many twists and turns. You can't even, this story is way beyond the beyond. So that's been part of my recovery is catching up on documentaries and court TV and streaming shows that I've missed over the last couple of years. Yeah, I've been trying to get an update as well here on what's going on in court and don't see anything currently. I know, you know,
yeah, I know.
At the end of the day, it's going to be whether or not, and I know the Browns are trying to get the Modell law part of this thing dismissed, right?
Right.
And then the city arguing that, you know, it feels like the city is just extending this as long as they can to get drive the price up to whatever it's going to take for the Browns to buy
them
out of it and get out of there.
Yeah, yeah. It's what it feels like.
You know, it's too bad. Like, listen, I've been spoiled over the years, and I guess you have, Andy, to a degree, and maybe I don't appreciate the fact that I guess it can be a burden, not a burden, but it can be a challenge to drive down to a Browns game and park. I know that's been an issue for years, right? But I also know, by the same token, how many people I hear about the Muni lot and how much fun it is to go down there and park and hang out and be with our friends. So I'm a little bit torn on the whole issue. You know, the other part of it too is that when you're down in the stadium and again, I'm in the press box and all the comforts that come with that and don't have the same experience as a fan.
Yeah, it is weird. You're the only one that sits in a lazy boy. I don't find that odd. I was like, how did Tom get that lazy boy?
I've got that emeritus status now.
Yes, okay, good.
No, but so I don't know, like I can't equate, you know, the long lines for concessions and are the corridors too small? And because to me, it doesn't seem like a bad stadium. I know it's
I don't think it's a bad stadium either. And I know there's issues. Daryl tells me about all these infrastructure problems that they've got going on in there. And like, well, I can't see
and I know it's a little bit behind when you start comparing it to the, you know, the new palace in Minnesota and
Dallas,
you know, SoFi
there's a lot
and all
of
that
places.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I get all that. But then by the same token, I've been down to Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati and that doesn't seem any better or worse or what have you. So I get it. And, you know, the other part of it too is that as an old school football fan, I mean, well, all we talked about was, you know, the fact that you could host a playoff game in January, and boy, would that even the field, and how tough it would be to have teams come in here and have to play in that Northeast Ohio weather and what have you, that would all be gone. And I
just turn the air conditioner on.
There you go.
Hey, if we could do artificial turf, why can't we do artificial snow?
And I know, and I understand the draw about getting into the mix to host a Super Bowl. I got news for you. You're going to host one Super Bowl maybe once every 20 years.
In your lifetime,
if you're lucky.
True. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the NFL doesn't want to, as much as they, you know, could handle it for a couple of days, they don't want to come here in January or February. First of all, I'm not sure we have the hotel rooms to accommodate that. So that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you take the Browns and all that retail and what have you out of downtown Cleveland, how are you going to then balance the infrastructure to get it to where you have enough hotel rooms to host a Super Bowl?
Well, I still think you're not losing the hotel downtown space. You're not.
No.
You're not, because if the National was here, I talk about this all the time, that National Card Collectors thing was at the IX Center a couple months ago, right? Which, by the way,
it's
now
closing
you're,
as well.
Yeah, well, not well. You're
going to be repurposed.
Yeah. So, but everyone that, I saw hundreds of people, not just a couple, hundreds of people getting on buses and vans from the hotel next door and other places downtown to get into an IX center. I don't think it's going to crush downtown hotels the way you would. Now, going back to
because people will still have to stay downtown to be able to go to the games.
And
I got
by
you.
The way, maybe it helps out Rapid. maybe we start getting more people to use the Rapid.
That's what we should have developed a long time ago, though, right?
Tell me, I wonder how a Rapid would go if you had it running along the same lines as 480 with East Siders and West Siders going back and forth.
We are geographically challenged.
Oh, we are. I was trying to explain to our kids the other day, I was like, you know, when I was a kid and we would go to North Homestead from Cleveland Heights, there was no 480. There wasn't. And so, I remember driving to the rink in North Homestead, getting off at Clegg or what's the other one over there? Columbia. Either one of those two to go to the rink to try to figure out. And then we'd have to find the ice rink that was behind, I think, a Denny's or something like that.
Yeah.
But what if we had that kind of infrastructure? Would people use it? That's another question. It's frustrating because at the end of the day, I want a building that we use that taxpayers, if you're going to have to put money into it, can we please utilize it more than 15 times a year?
Well, and I also look at it.
That's my hard
side. I agree with you, too. And I also look, though, at what the Guardians have been able to do to Progressive Field and keep that place. I mean, it's older than Brown Stadium.
It would be absolutely devastating if we lost the Cavs or the Guardians downtown. There's just way too many dates compared to the Browns.
Agreed. But I like the way that they've repurposed the stadium, though, and kept it updated, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks as good now as it did in 1994, in my opinion.
Agree.
And better in some ways, right? And they've catered to figuring out who the new demographic is, who the new fan is, the fan experience. They've done all of that. So you can't tell me if you put $1 billion into that place that's down there right now, you couldn't have a nice stadium? What am I missing?
For how long? That's the question. How much longer is that stadium? If you're going to put $1 billion in there, is it worth putting $2 billion into another stadium that is going to last 15, 20 years more than the stadium have right now? I don't know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't have those answers. And when I hear the argument on both sides, I also wonder, and I know this is going to drive everybody crazy, but because what Atlanta did, I often wonder if the Guardians played on Rockside and not downtown, what that would do for their season ticket base.
Interesting.
You move the team closer to where, I mean, how many folks in Cleveland are buying season tickets? I don't know. We want them here, though. It's devastating if the baseball or basketball teams left. Devastating.
That's not happening.
No, but the football team is with them. Yeah. And I love the thought, even though they haven't been able to do it in my lifetime, of giving the mayor's office, of giving Cuyahoga County, of giving the city the opportunity to do something great on the lakefront. The opportunity will now be there for you. What are you going to do about it? Are we going to sit around and argue for years while the old stadium sits there and no one uses it and then it gets dilapidated and then it becomes a national eyesore? Or are they going to do something worthwhile? Think out of the box. How about a new paradigm? Let's develop the lakefront. Why can't we be Chicago? Why can't we be?
Are you on the ballot in November? I'm about to vote for you.
No, well, thank you, but there I you would go. Appreciate it. I don't want to be on the ballot. Why would who wants to be a headache of being less trusted than a politician, right? Would you want that? Headache? Kevin, Chicago Falls. Hey, Kev, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, real quick before my stadium take. Tom, I'm 8 weeks out of full knee replacement surgery, and I got to tell you, on Sunday, I actually play golf with my boys. I only can play 9 holes, but keep up that rehab. And there is some light at the end of the tunnel. And I, like you, had a lot of extra damage and problems with my surgery as well. So I know what it's like. I'm going through it of having a knee that was really bad, not just your normal knee replacement. So
thanks, Kev.
Thank you, Kevin. That makes me feel. Thank you very much for that.
And thanks for joining us on Orthopedic Talk 216-474. I'm just teasing you, Kev. What do you got?
DT's not fun, but it's worth it, man. It really is. Hey, it's not fun at all. Anyway, based on what's happened in Columbus, I think basically with the situation now, the train is already on the tracks and it's moving, right? I mean, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's left the station. I mean, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And the part I don't understand is the Cuyahoga County side of it. It boggles my mind. You have an entity that wants to vest $2 billion. You've got the state that's already green lighted and stamped this on.
Yeah, what are they fighting for, right? What are they fighting for?
Well, right. you heard county council the other day. Yeah. They were like, what are we doing? This money's staying in the county, so let's go.
Yeah.
Right. It makes no sense to me why the county is putting their finger in this pie at all. I mean, I understand the city, I guess, kind of.
I get the city, 100%.
Yeah. But really, at this point, I mean, I haven't been on at the table with billion-dollar deals, but I've helped million-dollar deals. At this point, it's literally what check are you going to get scratched to? But it's already moved on. I mean, it's going to happen. So at this point, the only thing the city can do is literally just delay it a little bit and try and get a little more money. And I can understand that might be their perspective and all that, and they want to look like they're trying to do something to save the downtown and all that. Okay, whatever, fine. but the county part is that I am just dumbfounded by these county commissioners and why they haven't been behind trying to do something to improve our
overall area.
Well,
it's not county. I mean, remember, the county doesn't run the way it used to. There's the head of the county, and then there's a council. And so it's not like it was. Remember, back in the day, we had three county commissioners. Those days are over. And, you know, Dan Ronayne is the president of the county, is probably the best way to put it, right? If you're looking at it from just trying to do old civic stuff. Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it. Don is in Worcester. Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey, Andy and Tom, how's it going?
Good, Don.
You know, Tom, you hit on the salient points, and so did you, Andy, in a broader perspective, but we're concerned with revenue being lost in the downtown Cleveland area. And you can talk about those hotels, and, well, they hosted the Republican National Convention. A lot of delegates had to stay in Akron because that's a bigger show, if you will, than a particular football game. So we can look at that. But if the Haslam group is trying to get this into federal court, thinking that a federal judge might have a broader perspective, more favorable to Haslam, they better think again, because most of those judges appointed by whatever president was in office and party are from Cleveland. Live in Cleveland, went to school here, have a connection to the area. I've seen them at Browns games. So it's something that they better
Don, if the city says the Modell law doesn't apply, they'll drop their lawsuit and won't go Fed. Why would they? It'd be all over. The decision will be made today.
If the Common Pleas Court says that, now, the way I read that law, going back to when it was first drafted, it says the city of Cleveland. It doesn't say you can't leave Cuyahoga County. It says the city, you can't leave the corporate limits of the city of Cleveland. Now, there's no way of changing that. And Andy and Tom, I don't know. I know you're not legal scholars. Maybe you are. But it depends on what judge and his particular biases, and they all have them, the way he looks at things or she looks at things, and how they read that.
All right. Well, thank you, Don. We'll wait and we'll see what happens today. We'll see what the next step is after that. I don't know. Here's what I know, that if I've ever lived in an apartment and my lease ran out and I paid out my lease, I'm free to leave. Like, I don't know how can you stop? I think that what they're doing is they're questioning the constitutionality of the Modell law.
I can completely understand. So when I was still reporting on this before I left the AP, I read that Modell law 17 times, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't understand. There were so many little, you know, legalese, you know, ambiguous sentences in it. So it didn't surprise me at all that the Browns would file a lawsuit to find out exactly, does this pertain to the situation or not?
So we'll get our first step today in that, but everything seems to be green-lighted. Even Cuyahoga County Council said, be prepared, Brook Park, let's move forward. So 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092 is the number to call in. When we come back, the great Tim May, fresh off his U.S. Open Tour. Now we're going to talk some Buckeyes with him from Letterman Row. He is next on Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.